full-length mirror.
Why is that?
Well, because they are so egotistical, most bosses, most managers, and they think that the world rises and sets on their decisions. They think the company would fall apart, you know, if it wasn't for them. That you should get them a full-length mirror so that they can stand in front of it and pirouette and twirl and do poses. Because their egos are...
Well, that's a kind of a smart-ass gift, isn't it?
Well, it may be, but their egos are so out of control that the average boss, the average manager, the average supervisor should just take a big, long look at himself in a mirror in the morning, spin and twirl and pirouette and admire himself, because that's how egotistical most of these jackasses are.
I mean, to me, it sounds like you got an axe to grind.
I'm sorry?
To me, it sounds like you're angry.
Well... I've suffered the way most people have suffered underneath these bosses. So rather than get angry, what I'm saying is give them their gifts, give them their presents, buy them bottles of wine, buy them cigars, do whatever you can to make them feel more important than they really are. Tell them how great they are. And the big thing that you should do with any average boss is tell them how smart they are. Tell them how great their ideas are. Tell them how freaking brilliant they are. And tell them that they are got the ideas they're really going to send, and become one of their sycophants, you know, one of their supporters. All right, and then when their heads get swelled up so fat and so large with their self-importance that they finally just fall over from the weight of their fat heads, then maybe you can move up and do some good in your company.
I mean, it really does sound to me like you're angry.
Well, I've had experiences, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about bosses are all egotistical. They're all every last one of them.
My experience is most bosses are competent, but they're the most egotistical, ego-driven bastards. And you, seriously, you have got to just say to them, okay, here's a bottle of wine, give me my raise.
And that kind of bribery works?
Absolutely.
Well, so all I need to do with my boss here is David G. Hall.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is walk into him with a bottle of wine and say, here, I'd like to have a raise.
I'll tell you, it works a hell of a lot more than sitting there and saying, I've worked really hard, boss.
All right, let's go to some phone calls here. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI LA County, Sacramento on KFI AM640. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fine.
Good. Yeah, I was listening to that guy who wrote that book, and it sounds like you're sucking up in a way when you give your boss a gift and you expect something in return instead of out of the kindness of your heart.
Well, you have to.
I'm sorry?
You have to.
Well,
because the only way
that
you're going to get a raise, the only way you're going to get anything,
suck up about yourself, you know.
You have to suck up, otherwise these bosses are so selfish that these bastards are not going to, you know, do anything for you. I had one boss take 2 Laker tickets from me and give me nothing in return.
All right. If that happened to you, then why would you want to give that advice to us?
Because I had to say to him, I gave you the Laker tickets for the raise, okay? Because they're a little stupid.
Uh-huh.
I told her and I set her straight.
Okay,
this was a female?
This was a woman, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
My boss works out of town, and he's like 3 hours away from me.
Right.
And the owners of the company is where the office I work at. So the owners are at...
All right, your phone is your car phone's crapping out. Van Nuys on KFI AM640. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
We couldn't hear his question.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, good. How's the night going?
Just get to your question, pal. This ain't old home week here. How's the night going?
All right, well, listen. I just want to make a statement.
You want to make a statement?
Yes, you have to remember something. Most of the guys that work for companies, even if they're your boss, think about it for a second, they work for someone else. I mean, so really, where are they?
Doesn't make any difference. It's the guy that makes the decisions on pay raises.
Yeah, but think about it for a second.
All right, anyway, 1-800-521-KFI. What about that they have bosses out of town?
The decisions that are made on pay raises are made right there locally. The decisions that are made on salary are made right there locally. So they don't have to go to somebody out of town. And an awful lot of companies, certainly, where they make the decisions at a corporate level. But that's a decision that is made primarily by a local manager. And the people at the corporate level are going to say, whatever your decision is, I'll go with that. So the guy that you have to impress always is the guy who is the local manager or local supervisor. And, of course, if it is out of town, here's a guy that you really want to make feel important. So you've got to kiss his ass a little bit. You got to suck up to him. Tell him how great he is. Tell him how smart he is. It goes without saying.
Now, you said that you gave 2 Laker tickets to a boss of yours. You got nothing in return once.
That's right. That's when I found that you had to be very clear. Here are a couple of Laker tickets. I expect a raise. I expect a new office. I expect something in return.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody with that direct approach.
I'll tell you, Phil, the reason why you haven't heard it is one of the reasons why people are not succeeding. That's what you do. You go up to the man and say, here's a box of cigars. I'm giving you these cigars because I want a raise. Do you understand me? You do it very clearly. And then the dumbass understands what you're saying.
I mean, bosses to you are just stupid, aren't they?
A lot of them are, Phil. Not most of them, but a lot of them are the dumbest sons of bitches I ever ran into. And that's what you got to do. You get that full-length mirror and you get those cigars.
Man,
it's true, and I'll tell you, most of the bosses that you'll talk to are good, competent people, but I'd say there's a good 50% of them out there are the most egotistical, stupid SOBs you ever met, and you've got to really just slap them upside the head to get their attention.
All right, here's Mission Hills on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I totally agree.
Sometimes
with...
a back rub will go a long way, too.
A back rub?
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead. Hello. Mission Hills, hello. Can you believe these people? This is going to be this is a record breaker tonight. I get some of the dumbest people calling me tonight I've ever had. Mission Hills, you there? Hey, Mission Hills, you're dumb. 1-800-5201-K, and that's being kind. 1-800-5201-KFI.
That must be somebody's boss right there, Phil.
Absolutely.
I swear to God, that must be somebody who runs a company someplace, because that's about what you got to do with a boss. Just kind of scream at them and get their attention.
1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show here with Chris Norton talking about a book called How to Move Up the Corporate Ladder and the things that you have to do to get your boss's attention, the things that you have to do to make sure that they're getting you where you want to be. And we were talking here a little bit about some of the gifts that you give them, cigars or Laker tickets, the balloon bouquets. Now, I wanted to tell you, the balloon bouquet to me sounded just a little garish. I mean, it sounded a little lame.
No, not. It would be. It wouldn't be anything that I give a normal human being. With a boss, absolutely. A boss would be impressed with a balloon bouquet.
Because they're
the kind of people that just think that's really great. And again, you have a big sign on there that says, yeah, balloon bouquet, this is, you're doing a great job, you know, from your employee, and by the way, if there's anything that I can do for you, I had a friend of mine give his boss his weekend home, gave him the keys to his weekend home in an envelope with a note that said, I would like a new office, I'd like one of the corner offices with a view, here are the keys to my weekend home, I'd like to have you make that happen.
Now, what happens if you're giving them Laker tickets and you're giving them weekend homes and you tell them that what you want for this is a raise, right?
You're being up front.
You're being up front, and they don't come through.
Then you have to really say to them, you let me down. But by the same token, you can't be too direct. I'll say, you let me down. This was for this, and you didn't give it to me. You have to keep coming at them again.
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI LA County. Phil Henry Show here with Chris Norton talking about how to move up the corporate ladder. Let's go to Temecula on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Chris, I want to say something. You are way off base. I know a person exactly like who you're talking about. She is the person. She could have wrote that book. And you know what? She's unemployed.
Well, you know somebody about who I'm talking about. Who am I talking about?
You're talking about the kind of person who buys things for their boss and gives flowers. My God.
Does she give flowers? Why does she give flowers?
Why does she give flowers?
Yes.
Because she has no skills.
Right. When I say give flowers, I am saying give the flowers and tell them what you want. Does she give a note with the flowers, or does she just give flowers? Does she say, here are some flowers I'd like to raise, or does she just give the flowers?
She can't even hold her job.
All right, so she's not, obviously she's not doing the thing properly.
When you give somebody flowers, you got to tell them why you're giving them flowers.
She's not doing the kiss-up thing properly?
You got to do the kiss-up thing properly.
No, she has no skills.
What do you think?
So she tries to compensate by giving gifts.
Are you talking about yourself here?
No,
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
I own my own company.
Okay, so you know that these techniques will work. And you're a boss, right?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a boss? You're somebody's boss?
Sure, I'm somebody's boss.
So you know that these things would work if somebody gave you flowers or something. You might want to give them a raise or consider them for a new position or something
like
that.
Well, I would not accept any gifts in exchange for a raise or something like that.
What about a full-length mirror? So you can peer right in front of that.
So because she's egotistical, huh?
Absolutely. Why not? She built her own company. company, but you like yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
You think you're the living end because you got a company, don't you?
You're so wrong. You are making me laugh. So how far up that corporate ladder did you get?
Eventually, I wrote my own book. Now I'm making money doing that.
There you go. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. Nice talking to you. Bye bye.
There you go.
She hung up on you.
Because she thinks she's hot stuff. She does. She doesn't have time for me. That's a perfect boss there. She's got an ego. And that spells one thing, Phil. Starts with M, ends with N.
What's that?
Moron. That was the word slipped.
Yeah, okay. You forgot the word, huh?
I did.
All right. 1-800-521-KF starts with M and ends with N. 1-800-5... Examples you give in your book here that are kind of funny. The secretary on the extension.
This is a true story and something that really helped out Phil, and something that anybody who works as an executive assistant to a boss will testify to. That you can learn more about your boss by listening in on the extension when he is having a conference call, when he is having any kind of a call, whether it be personal, whether it be professional. You can pick up the extension. Today's office phones are equipped so that you can literally get another line and hear exactly what's going on. And
so you're talking about, are you advising listening in on people's private conversations?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't say that. I will say this, though, that she learned quite a bit, and that woman now is the head of a major American company, Fortune 500 company. She is making in excess of $1 million a year, and it started gaining information that way, because information is the name of the game.
She's listening in on other people's phone conversations.
Yes, that's what she was doing. And
are you recommending that? I mean, it sounds to me like you admire her.
I'm not recommending it. I'm saying that's what she did. I'm saying, here is what happened, here is the result. Do I recommend it? Do I recommend that you make $1 million a year? I don't know. Are you the kind of person that can handle it? Are you the kind of person that can handle that kind of money, that kind of power? Some of us can. I can. I don't know if you can, Mr. Henry. I don't know if your listeners can. I can handle making a lot of money. This lady that I talked about can handle making a lot of money. Do I recommend that everybody go out and make $1 million a year? Some people can't handle that kind of money. You know, I don't put up with BS from bosses. I don't put up with crap from people. And I think that's really what we're talking about.
All right, here's the one about the dog.
Yeah, this is a great one. It's an interesting story. This man went to his boss's house. He knew that he had a dog. And he went to his boss's house and let the dog out of the backyard. The dog is running down the street. This guy gets into his car. It's kind of a funny story. The dog's running down the street. The guy gets into his car, and he purposely hits the dog and injures the animal and picks the animal up and takes it to the veterinarian and calls his boss and says that I was on my way to your house. So would you believe that this guy got, this or not, this guy got moved out of a very, very low-paying executive assistant role and was moved very close to a vice president role for what he did. All he had to do was run over a dog.
wait a minute, man. The guy ran over his boss's dog?
That's all he had to do. He let the dog out. He ran the dog over, and then he called his boss and said, I saved your dog. He broke both of the hind legs of the animal, and they had to set them. But what this guy, what you have to hear what I'm saying. What this guy...
No, I'm hearing what you're saying. The guy got out of it was a promotion to a rung below vice president.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right. Do you recommend that?
No, I'm not recommending or endorsing, Phil. I'm saying that this is something that somebody did that gave them...
No, but I mean, you've got them in your book. You've got the lady who's listening in on her boss's extension. You got some guy who ran over his boss's dog. Do you recommend that people do this?
I think probably... I don't endorse animal cruelty. I want to be very clear on this. I've never have endorsed animal cruelty. I am a firm believer in animal rights. I would say that the guy that ran over the dog was... He was creative.
You admire him, don't you?
I say that he was creative. Let me just say that.
Do you recommend it?
No, I do not recommend it. Not everybody is,
capable of making that much money. Okay. 1-800-521. a guy runs over his boss's dog.
I'll tell you this. I will no longer be just another employee who is SOL, okay? I'm going to be a guy that's going to be working. I'm going to be a guy that's going to be humping. I'm going to be a guy that's going to be making the money. And you do that by kissing some ass in this world. And as long as you can do that, you kiss enough ass, I can tell you something right now.
I mean, that's what your book is about. It's about kissing ass, isn't it?
If you kiss enough ass in this world, I can guarantee you're going to move up.
I don't know, man.
I guarantee it. With skill and ass kissing, you go a long way.
1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. I was on the air last week bellyaching about my work situation. You're saying what I ought to be doing is kissing more ass.
I would not go on the air bellyaching about your work situation. No, sir. I would definitely try to find myself to insinuate myself with my boss.
Here is Roland Heights on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, what's up? All I got to say is be cool with your boss. You don't have to give him presents, and you'll move up the corporate ladder. You don't have to give him presents.
You got to move up faster than that. No, man, I mean, you don't understand my Latina friend. You have got to.
No. Okay, listen. I have friends that are not cool with him,
yeah.
And I'm cool with him, and
well,
they get less hours, and I get more hours because it's cool. I mean, I don't dog them or nothing like that.
I'm not talking about dogging them. I'm talking about kissing some ass here.
No, but you don't have to give presents and stuff.
It helps. If you're cool with your boss, what's wrong with giving him a present?
But if you're your own person and you're cool with them, then he'll like you and be all like, okay, well, this person's cool. You know, she has enough sense and she'll be successful in our company. But other ones that give him presents, they're like ignorant. Like, that's the way to get up and you don't.
Are you Spanish or something?
I'm Hispanic.
Yeah. Well, no, that's okay.
Okay.
Is this Jack in the Box or what?
No, I have a more successful job than that.
Where do you work?
I can't tell you that.
Is it let me ask you this. Do you have to wear a uniform?
No, you don't.
Okay. So there's no grease or anything involved?
No.
So it's not a hot dog on it? It's not a hot dog stand?
No, it's
I have a friend of mine who worked at a hot dog stand. And he wound up owning the hot dog stand.
Okay, let me tell you. It's working with managers that own banks. So what does that tell you?
That tells me that you've got to do some ass kissing.
No. Why? You just got to prepare yourself and
be
like.
Have you slept with any of them?
Huh?
What did you ask her?
I said, have you slept with any of them?
No.
What kind of a question is that?
I have a man, okay? I don't need to be like.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that's the fastest way to get yourself up the ladder.
Why? Why do you have to tell yourself like that?
I'll tell you this much. I don't know. I'm very good looking.
It just has nothing to do with it.
No, but what I'm saying is I happen to be very good looking. And I had a female boss.
Uh-huh.
And she was after me. And I said, you know what, I'm going to give her a break. So I slept with her.
Okay, look, let me ask you a question. Okay, look, wouldn't you have gotten more money if you would have thrown a sexual harassment case on her than trying to be with her and just getting your little minimum wage?
I don't want to. I got a $20,000 a year raise out of it. $20,000 a year.
No way. No.
I gave her a break. I slept with her.
And you would have got more than $20,000 if you would have thrown a sexual harassment on her?
The fact is that I'm so good looking. That it's tough for women to stay away from me. Am I going to sue every woman that comes on to me?
No, but in the job case, yeah, you can.
I just wanted to show her how good I could give it to her. And it resulted.
Oh, man.
That's what I say. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to vomit. Oh, I'm going to vomit.
All right, Ben.
I'm telling you, baby. Screw the brains out of your boss.
All right. I am a full-length mirror.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Good luck there at the company.
All right, thanks.
KFI. Although I got the copy of the guy's book. You want to buy what you want when I'm done? Okay. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Because we never liked school.